Thus I have heard. At one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Nirgo Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Manasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Avali, the son of the lineage train, wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom. Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell on the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is the Eyata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasamgate Bodhi Soha. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. And the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Nabala Balakrishnishvara, that he has spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharadbhakiputra and Nabala Balakrishnishvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice to praise the words of the Blessed One. Om Benzavoni Om Jezekisali Om Benzavage Aum Hare Kuyogi Vizori Gavori Yalubapo
Yeah. samba de jandambala anyo
So today's topic will be on the practice of, in other words, how to cultivate bodhicitta. And so, as many of you actually are familiar with this, the instructions of the practice of bodhicitta, there are two main instructions is found according to the sutra. And so the first one is the 7-point instructions, which is the 6 being cause and 1 as a result. Cultivating bodhicitta, the instructions of the cultivating bodhicitta. And the second one is the cultivating bodhicitta, the instructions of the cultivating bodhicitta, what is known as exchanging self for others. Self exchanging and equalizing self with others. So those are the two main instructions that is found in the sutra. main instructions is found in sutras. And the first instruction, which is the 7-point instructions of cultivating bodhicitta, have been discussed many times. So we have been, all of you are very familiar with this by now. And so today I will be focusing on the instructions of the second one, which is the equalizing and exchanging self for others, self with others.
Rangi, Pama Pinja, and Dabunia, and Dabunaki Banda, but the candidate, Jesus of the Korean Shimbuda, Tachin Buda, which in India, Chitam. And again, said the chief Sasaki Lumbaki by my kind of Tandaki, no make it with Timmy, yet that was in Tajim Buda. The second, yes, said the technology, now it's one double the Kangi and double candy on the Susal Chingan the Chimity double. And then those just Litian Karajin and me, Litian, Chitan in Roger, two in the name. And then Dendro Tund Sundo, and Yendo Sun, Tankanda, Jitian, the Pinkin, Hamala thing within the Jitian. Again, Danish when it is. And then Dagen Abaji, and the Yandia. That Najit Tachimbu in Kendra, Yan the Kipa, Yan the India, so Najurans Pamadan Punya Nagita, Naki Chipan there to get Lodjugu, Undo, such in the chance of saying I did the Jew in study.
So, exchanging self, equalizing and exchanging self with others, with the instructions of the cultivating Bodhicitta. So, normally, when we reflect ourselves into our own mental attitude, we make a distinctions of self and others, and mine and theirs. So this is the very the nature of our mental attitude that we have adopted from the beginningless time. So therefore, when we think about self and mind and so forth, and we have a very genuine sense of caring and cherishing towards when it comes to the self and mind. Whereas the others, when we think about the others, either we have a feelings of indifference or the neuter, or we have aversion with regard to the others. So why this is happening is because we're not being able to really understand the interconnectedness of self and other beings. So if you really think very carefully as a self, and self that the pre-existing self, the current self, it's not something that comes about from nowhere, but rather it continues. Its continuity of the self that we talked about is something that is beginningless. So from the beginningless time up until now, without a doubt, we have taken rebirth within the six realms, three high realms or the three low realms. Those are the three realms that we have taken rebirth, not beyond that. So while we have taken rebirth within those three, six realms from the beginningless time up until now, we have relied upon our parents. Just as we rely upon our parents at this, our current life, so too all our previous lives have had relied upon the previous parents. So therefore, if you try to think in this way, so then you will see there's not a difference between self and others. So when you are able to cultivate such a mental attitude within yourself, if you're able to adopt such a mental attitude within yourself, then you'll be able to appreciate, not only to cherishing oneself, but also just as you cherish yourself, so you're able to cherish other beings at the same time. So you're actually, transforming your mental attitude when it comes to the exchanging and, equalizing self with others.
Well, then, Dagen Napa Jenny. And then I took Hawk with you, Maria Matu, Sendeke Pama Pinja Town, and was at the Chichin Pacha Hamad, the Chipachichang, Unigiri.
So it is very effective to practice exchanging and equalizing self with others by recognizing entire sentient beings have been once own parents. In other words, there's no such a single beings that had never been one's own parents in the past. Because when we speak about our life, it is beginningless. So we have relied upon our parents to be able to take a rebirth within this cyclic existence. It's completely relied upon all the parents, and so therefore, we cannot find even one single sentient being that has never been once on parents. So therefore, one try to cultivate that impartiality with regard to all other sentient beings. And so if you're able to, you know, this can only be able to recognize, this kind of impartiality can be only cultivated if one is really able to recognize all beings in the six realms had been one's own parents in the past, had been kind to oneself in the past.
아니 니 좀동 무슨 나전 안 저기 럴지 랑은 유튜브 라지 유튜브 하데 나긴디 요 말이 뚱바리 세게 되나기지 뭐 어떤데 이 랑은 말도 봤더니 애들 장주기 센데 센이 엔도 스진이 야네 초나지나 야 오늘 이 디바 다 상지 돈 들어지 로그에서
So now, our ultimate goal for practicing the Dharma is to gain the state of enlightenment. And so here, enlightenment cannot be achieved just by cultivating bodhicitta alone. Of course, bodhicitta is one of the main conditions for giving rise to state of enlightenment. But this alone is not adequate. So what needed for this to gain state of complete enlightenment is to cultivate wisdom, realism, and emptiness. So in conjunction with those two spiritual quality, which is bodhicitta and wisdom, realizing emptiness, will then lead to the matchless, what we call the state, matchless, Buddhahood. So, because when you look at one of the obstacles for this, gaining the state of enlightenment is our own way or the idea of looking at things in the event. Normally, when we perceive certain object, we look at those as something that exists by the virtue of its own sight. In other words, it exists intrinsically, inherently. And we have, we have not really gained a proper understanding of actual mode of existence of things and event. And it leads oneself to the wrong view, which enables one to, which give rise to all kind of negative thoughts and emotions, that then leads to oneself to engage in the actions of the body and speech, which is negative, which in turn one accumulates negative karma that perpetuates our life within the cyclic existence. So this is how we, as the cyclic beings or the samsaric beings, this is the nature of our samsaric, the mode of our nature of our samsaric beings. So now, what this wisdom rather than emptiness really does is it really leads oneself to activate what we call Samgiranshinvasa, which is the clear light of one's own mind. In other words, the emptiness of one's own mind. So here, nature of our mind is luminous, and it is untainted by the delusions. And dhammatanji lobhava, which means that the defilements are said to be advantageous, and it can be removed. So it can be removed by understanding actual nature of one's own mind, which ultimately means to understand emptiness of one's own mind. So it is through this way you'll be able to venture yourself on the spiritual path, starting from the path of accumulations, path of preparations, path of seeing, path of meditation, path of normal learning. And then this completion of those paths, this will then be able to culminate oneself into the state of complete enlightenment or the matchless Buddhahood. So this is how we actually, embark upon the spiritual path, by cultivating bodhicitta and wisdom realizing emptiness. So we talked about there are two main instructions of the cultivating bodhicitta with seven points for cause and effect, the instructions of the 7-point cause and effect, and the instructions of exchanging, equalizing and exchanging self with others. So those are the two main instructions that we found in the text. So it is through following those instructions then one will able to cultivate this bodhicitta within oneself. And once you have cultivated bodhicitta within oneself, then one is said to be venture onto the spiritual path, the actual spiritual path.
Oh, then I said that I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
So therefore, by in order to cultivate those bodhicitta and wisdom realizing emptiness, one need to first identify the shortcoming of oneself. So, regardless of what kind of activities that we may undertake, so those are all mundane activities which will not benefit for one's future life. So future life or the next life is sudden. But coming into existence of the next life or the time of the next life exists, coming into existence of uncertain when it will be. Because we can't really say that if you sleep, when you go to sleep tonight, you go to sleep tonight, very sound health, very healthy, way of life. But it doesn't really ensure you know, guarantee that you will wake up very healthily tomorrow morning. So this is how you should look at our life, how fragile it is. And so therefore, with this, you know, bearing in mind the impermanence of the transient nature of one's own life, one then try to engage in the practice of the Dharma, not procrastinate, without any procrastination. One must try one's best to do it from right now, to practice Dharma, to benefit one's own future life.
Oh, then again, today I'm going to share the Jibas on Dongyin, and Juno Long Chi singing the Zundina, and the Kumba in and Kaki Chen, the Kumba making you. I can get the Kumba, the Atos, the Tosu, Jonga, Niku, the Gada, the Yone, and Tandu, and I think this is on your money. And Tandu, I did the Papaji, Chin, and the Asian, which is San Taba, Ronton, the Guri. Chi Kumba, the Gada, the Juno Long Chi, the Gada, the Yone, and Tatu, take a Mopa, your money, sensing it, and the Duja Yuri. And the name is that you don't know.
So if we keep focusing on accumulation of one's wealth, fame and so on, and then this is, something that we will never be contented. The more you have, the more you want. And if you have one, 10-11 stored buildings, that you will want more. And whatever that if you keep thinking about and focusing only on the mundane excellences, in other words, accumulating only wealth and so on, and it will always lead you to the unending desire. So therefore, when you look at the teachings of the Buddha, it always suggests contentment. The teachings of the contentment is a very important. So without our contentment, it is not possible for us to actually cultivate the spiritual qualities such as bodhicitta and so on. So for some reason, Nikishla said he's been a little bit higher, and if you would like to do the questions, so he will be happy to do that today.
No, you go, did he know?
He traveled a lot. New York, go. Take some questions and
yes,
probably.
Yeah. Sir, I don't know if I've heard of the teachings of containment, or maybe I haven't.
Contentment?
Oh, I thought it was containment.
Contentment. No, contentment. Sorry. This is my fault. My accents.
Do you work containment also? I don't think so. Well, there is such a word.
Yeah, that's a containment.
Containment?
Yeah, containment. Yeah.
I think it was the same. Yeah. Containment word.
Yeah, that's a, it's the noun sort of a containment. No, it's a containment, yeah.
Yeah, just containment.
Okay. Ken? You want to say something?
No, I have a question.
Anthony? Have a question?
I have a question.
Yeah?
guess I could find a question.
Okay.
Didn't break down a question I had before, but I think I answered it. I was wondering, the question was arriving at the indifferent state or the neutral equanimity. The question was when you bring cessation to when you bring cessation to when you bring cessation to the conscious rebirth or the karmic formation of the conscious rebirth, if it's driven by a neutral rather than a positive or a negative karmic source or force, does the conscious rebirth from a neutral karma, does it have the ability to be reborn? And what I understand is that it can only be reborn in the formless realm, and not in the desire realm or the form realm. And I was just wondering if he knew anything about that, because that's something I was working on today. So.
Okay.
So
it is what we call, normally it is the cause for taking rebirth in the deva realms, particularly the heightened state of deva realms. It's a which is a meditative concentrations, not really an indifference, or it is not something that is neuter kind of karma, or it is actually virtuous, and it is also called immutable.
Yes.
Immutable, yeah. So this is what they really cause to take a rebirth. Yeah, immutable, yeah. Yeah. Immutable, yeah.
Impermeable means that it is unable to be affected in a positive or a negative way. It is unable to stop or break the continuous, calm, peaceful tranquility. It's also unable to excite or accept or upset.
I've been reading about the reports from the Dalots, the people who have, I can't pronounce it correctly, Dalots, D-E-L-O-G-S, they have died and come back to tell of their experiences. And And several of them were talking about, you know, seeing like Avalokiteshvara and a couple of other ones, mostly Avalokiteshvara, coming in and taking a whole bunch of people before they get sent down. It's kind of saving them from their karma. And at the same time, first of all, I want to know, is this true? And also at the same time, I am, you know, there's a lot that I don't know, but there's a young man that was a friend of my son's who died a month ago. And I've found some prayers in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, and it's like, oh, Buddhas, Bodhisattva, compassionate ones, and so on and so forth, and, you know, do not let this human being fall into the lower realms, and that's part of the prayer. Is there such, I mean, the karma is the karma, but can, you know, certain bodhisattvas, have they dedicated themselves to save some of the a few ones under certain circumstances? Is that true? And first of all, second is the prayer I'm saying, I know it helps me feel better, but does it have any effect for that person?
Absolutely, yeah.
Mato tento tanda namo gudu chonzo yai mei, tuni mato na chonzo sieni. mina chenzo mudero wa
so
yana da jong yana in da wan dang ji mi to guro wa
no
ta ne go ne go te de ni de te pa ji ju ju na tong ju ji ro wa
so
ten chin mi re
so ti tan de zhu dang bu de
a
de lo zhu de
ni lu de ta de de ga ni lu de ki pan de chi le yun ni lu chi de 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 kan de ni na ti ki ta kham
ਕਿਤਲਾ So Gisela Singh actually, he really has no idea about this Delo, how it really works, you know. So yeah, so yes, it's of course on praying after someone when someone has passed away, and it has a little effect, of course, you know. There's the effect of your prayer when you pray for someone. With someone who's already passed away, and you dedicate your prayers for others, and it may not be able to actually completely, I would say, eradicate their, you know, karmic debts, but it will have some effect, you know, for your prayers. Again, depending upon your motivations and the intensity of your, you know, motivation, intensity of your dedications.
Chawal raan thukya nama te nangyi nana, chi pandi, chi te yungay yurwa, li nama te.
So it's someone, of course, is someone who has already gained a complete liberation from delusion and karma. Then it's possible that one can, you know, leave this body anytime you want, and all you want to come back anytime you want to. So, other than that, you know, Ishla's pretty, he's not very, doesn't have much experience, and he doesn't know much about Delo in the Tibetan, which really means, you know, passed away and, you know, coming back alive. Delo. So, is it? You call near death?
Near death.
Oh.
And the Western, but these go further. They're
yeah, because
gone for days.
That's right.
For days,
so Delog is actually, you know, according to, I have seen some of those biographies of those Delog long time ago, but when I was, you know, many lay people, Tibetans, they wanted to read that. And it's also cool because it really helps them. But when you look at them, when you look at their biography, it really tells that they are clinically dead.
Yes.
Not just a near death, it looks like completely gone.
Yeah, for days.
No breath, nothing. It's for a week or like sometimes even says 21 days. Mm-hmm. And so then they, you know, come back, the moment they should be alive, you know, after 3 weeks. And then they will share their experiences of what has been going through, and then you know, they even tells you that your relatives who are in certain realms, and it's kind of psychic, you know, things that we do have this, and actually, you know, and if you really think logically, then it's a little bit difficult for us to, you know, accept. But and there are also again a lot of how do you call. It really helps people to actually, again, you know, to engage in a virtuous deed as well, because they talk about a lot of negative consequences, you know, because of faced by those hell beings because of the negative deeds of during their lifetime in this world and so on and so forth. And this really helps people, you know, very lay people who are able to actually refrain themselves from engaging in those negative deeds. It's a one kind of method of actually, you know, maturing them into a spiritual practice, I would say that. Yeah.
I have a question. It was actually a question that my sister asked me. She's finishing some doctoral studies, and she wanted to know about Buddhist practices, maybe Tibetan Buddhist practices, for preparing the body of the deceased for burial, cremation, or however it's going to, whatever is going to happen. Are there practices for washing the body and things like that? And there was another part of that. Are these practices thought to help the deceased?
The Quran, the finger, remember him, brother? Remember him, brother? Amjula, you throw a
message.
The Moran, the George, the Kala, the Kinsley, George, George, the Quran, and the Sons, she's the Jody Dirish. Then I saw me don't serve a jelly, and the me Pumbo Shurwa. The Pumbo de Chick Chul to out of the Enchicha, Daya, go.
Go, Pumbo Troy, Lizzie Jane.
No.
Pumbo, my torch, and Lizzie Jane.
Oh,
I did you, Jimmy. Pumbo, my torch, me could pass it to your mother.
Oh, present it in the
inner. Oh, that's the name.
So, just let's say he never heard about, you know, watching the dead bodies. And
we would say, usually in Tibet, we never see anything washed like that. Because his consciousness passed away, that's what he was doing. So, there may be some remote place where the Hinduism has some.
When died, it was a very elaborate ceremony for his cremation. He was dressed in his body was dressed in
coronal
garments, and he was placed in the funeral pyre. And
Scarves
and songs is what Roger was telling us. Maybe Geshe-la could explain a bit about that.
Tunyaja, Miguel, the Kisla, Sarah Kisla, Kisisola, you
are
Yella Composova. Composa de Ni Tai Kenji Kubundi, and the Wanze Quenji, Wanze Yuba, Wanze Dante, Samu Quenji Taco, Major Pigay, Pujan Chev Cavalia, Pujan Chev Cavalia, and it Wanze Quenji, Pujan Chev, Luxe Chev, Dick Karimelas, Jewish Tamukoro.
Tadi ku nasi di cero pai je mari.
Mana tadi kandai yang bina, tadi
kandai.
Di kari nasi tak pen tak pen ya kari yang bina sesuai ke menu korang.
Betul tu.
Di lihat desis nalu nasung tu. Pujian macam apa kau lihat? Pujian tanda pujian cewa orang. Di ni lihat ni cik wang je kau yang tu siaya orang bas. Di kari nasi. Subuh tu ya tak, tu deh. Cik ni apa tu cik?
Go
Because there's a certain ritual that Ken maybe familiar with. It's just a self-initiations. They engage in self-initiations for that, and that requires actually generating the dead body itself is into a divine form. And then at the end, it's really a tantric, you know, practices. So it's at the end when they actually leave the fire under the body, right? So that's the, you know, the significance of achievement of the clear light of death. Yeah, clear light. So, yeah. So this is all the process of self. All there's a little bit of difference when ritual performing when it comes to the self initiations of with the dead body, and when we do the self initiation for ourselves, there's a little slight difference. Other than that, it's all those ritual processes are same. Yeah.
Can I just say one thing about the neutral, comment on the neutrality? What I understand is that neutrality actually has an easier, it's easier for it to come out of neutrality and go into virtuous states. There is a neutral karmic state that is neither positive or negative. And that's based on my
community
in the samadhi realm where the Buddha appeared to be dead, but his teachings were still alive, and whether he was existing or not existing didn't matter, because the living presence of his teaching would continue to be. And the death of his body and feelings and thoughts on a higher level of samadhi, the cessation of it anyway, would bring him back probably to his equanimity and his bliss and his maybe in the fourth consciousness or the fourth concentration of his meditation. So I think what I understand from my readings today is that the neutrality is not a desirable realm. I mean, the higher realms may be a virtuous, what he says is that you have to have virtue, it's a virtuous realm. The Deva realms are virtuous because they're higher. But from the fetters, understand the cankers of the fetters, it actually is not a desirable realm. It's a higher realm, it's desirable over the lower realms, but it's ultimately not desirable because it is not necessary for it to be positive or negatively motivated. And that's what I understand it to be. And that's why neutrality is only born in the formless realm. The other realms, positive karma is you reborn in the desire realm or the form realm, and negative karma is only in the desire realm. That's the three rebirths, the consciousness.
So, Shin, would you like us to you know, is the question really what sort of rebirth does neutral karma lead to?
Yeah.
Is that really the question?
Yeah, that was the question was in the neutrality of the conscious motive for the formation. And if it's a neutral formation of karma, So that's what really is just conditions. It's karma and conditions.
So what sort of rebirth state does neutral karma lead to?
Yeah, it says that it only leads to a formless realm. That's what he says. But he said it was a virtuous it was a virtuous one. And I think it's the realm is virtuous, but the actual karma is neutral. And it can jump to, and the Tantric teachers have said that it can jump from a neutral level to a positive. It's inclined to do that because it has that rather than going the opposite, which is going from a neutral level to a negative.
But let's ask Geshe-la, because I think there's a couple of things that you're lumping together that don't belong, may not belong lumped together. So, but let's ask Geshe-la.
Quran te chevena da ko neutral karma slagu dwa de luma den gi le se ji te yo mar ba ine le da ti this was a miyo le yo ba miyo le yo ba ja
miyo
ken de mita ba ken da 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 di ko zo le le ya chi xiao yo miyo le se xiao yo ba miyo le ko phang ji de bu de ko zo me kan pa ye chi ba da this da di ko prob chi tong yo da
ha
le this was a de the digital the mio legi ko panjer tebu de the kanej pangre se da ti do so di sar mangu she du de ne yo ko
de sa mayo yi li sian de ro li de ge la ben yi ne la me ben yi ne pi de ga ro ma do ko no ge di gi shen da mo yo as shen da mo ko ma de bu de me ben yi li na me de ga ro pe la ben yi li na de ga ro li pe me yo as अनि ली देगे और कारी ने की दुनिया ने कारी की जो साथी लो न देगे दिव दुनिया दे दाम रह के बाद तेर जो जो तंजे में क्या देखी कुछ नया ना था ना नाम रह जो दो आना रह से चीची में और चीची
फिर जी ले कारी में में ने ले को क्या में क्या ने कारो यंग रो बता
जे कारो यंग रो न लुमात ने की देगे फिर गए जो जितना लुमात बन दी दिया रहता
sumay kaunpeya dana pene miyo lede kiwe le chago na mikiwe le chago
gili de jinjiro
So it's still that there's no such a karma that doesn't belong to one or another, whether it is positive or
no such karma that belongs to
whether it's a positive or a negative. That's what he said.
There's no such one.
Yeah, karma.
Except positive.
Yeah, positive or negative. Yeah. Or virtuous or non-virtuous, in other words.
There's the other one, the third one, which is what you're trying to pronounce here. Imperturbable is the third one.
Imperturbable, that is the mio le, mio le, kio le, that's how
it's the state of when Buddha had reached his highest form of samadhi, he experienced that level of the cessation of feelings and thoughts, and that's what that is. It's a state that you still have subtle qualities, but you've suppressed most of the afflictions, but the obscurations to your enlightenment is still not there. And what I understand is that was a neutral place, and for him not to stay in that neutral place, he went back to his concentration in order to find the virtue. The virtuous realm, which is in the form realm. So that's what I understand. I mean, and I've researched this all day today, and I believe that there is actually a neutral karma. There's a, if you look at feeling, if you look in Sanskrit and also in Pali, you will find that there are always the description of the five different aspects, which are mental and physical, positive and negatives. And then there's always the neutral. There's always a neutral one, too. So, and the neutral one doesn't affect anything. It doesn't really affect it positively or negatively, but it can move into a more of a positive zone because it's coming out of sort of an emptiness. It's coming out of emptiness. And so, in a sense, it can cultivate positive things easier. That's what I understand.
So Okay, so I'm trying to get a question that we can ask Geshe-la from this. So,
well,
are you saying that there are meditative states which are not enlightened but neutral, and that in these states that the only karma that these are associated with a neutral karma?
Yeah, they're.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they're in a way they're a neutral activity because there is no mental activity, there is no feelings and thoughts.
Okay, so because there's no mental activity, you're associating that with a neutral karma.
Or with a equanimity. It's an equanimity, neutrality is what it is, and it's a state where you're not generating. You're as close to death and as close to life as possible. You're disintegrating and you're arising at the your consciousness is your formation, your subtlest forms or your mind and body are arising and disintegrating at the exact same time. And that is Buddhist samadhi that was above these Hindu samadhi's teachers that taught him how to meditate. And it's interesting to know that he experienced this before he experienced this state, before he went and became enlightened in the form realm, which is a virtuous and positive realm. But he found that there was no use. I mean, the higher realms were a use in the sense that he was able to experience them, and he was able to use that in his exhaustion, which is the extinction. He came to the closest possible death that it's called the cessation, it's the extinction of living. He was breathing, but he was alive, he appeared
peak
to be
of dead, existence?
He was alive.
Peak of existence? Is that the state that you're talking about?
Yeah, it's the ninth one, not the eighth. And most people know the perception and non-perception, which are this active and inactive consciousness.
Okay, so you're talking about when the Buddha sat in meditative concentration, and in the meditative state concentration called peak of existence. Is that
yes.
correct?
It's called the cessation of perception.
There's a term that I've heard for it as well. This very high mental state where there was no active thought, and so you're saying that this is a neutral state.
This is it indicates in my research that it is a state that has exhausted equanimity. Yeah, because all the equanimity has been applied to each stage of the formless realms, and when it surpasses the eighth to the ninth, it takes the last. It's exhausted the equanimity.
It's exhausted equanimity.
Yeah, and it exhausted it in the sense that it's come to this closest. It comes to the closest understanding that the cognition of the luminous mind and the heartfelt compassion of the being is one. Is like a cognition of. He's trying to cognize the two of them as one, and that's the equanimity. And that's the neutrality is equanimity and neutrality are simultaneous when you start looking into it. They seem to have the same reason or same meaning, and not in an indifferent way, in a worldly way, but in a more of a spiritual, enlightened way. They're a wisdom. It's a wisdom, and it's how you apply it.
This might be not necessarily this sounds like something for a discussion.
I don't know, that's why we're here. We're discussing. We're asking a question. I just. It's
questions, and not everybody's had an equal turn.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's okay. That happened to me last week, and I was at my house, even, you know. I didn't even get to ask Geshe-la questions, so it happens all the time. Maybe people talk. But the point I'm just trying to ask is you know, if he has anything, any insight in it or not, and, you know, I'll leave it at that. So.
So do you have a question that you could ask him?
That's
sounds like good enlightenment for the Jain religion.
So it's probably, yeah. He's talking about a high state of mental concentration. And
so he's really talking, oh, this is a peak of existence. This is not really one. Yeah. The
Sisi Lagro. Neither existence nor non existence or whatever it's
called. Wow, okay.
You know, I forget what it's called, but you know, one of those high states. And I think you're asking about, whether this is a neutral karmic state.
No, whether the neutral, first of all, he didn't acknowledge that there was a neutral knowledge. This is where I find disagreement in what he said to me. I don't find that in my research. Anyway. I find the neutrality, or at least my interpretation.
Okay, maybe Geshe Kapla can understand what that state would entail if it's not neutral karma.
Yeah, if it's not neutral karma, it's equanimity.
What is it if it's not neutral karma? Maybe that's the way to go about it.
Lumada and the co lady chowor, but the neutral is the
co Lumada near.
Kiwa my Miguel, my English Yorba. Lady, what did you talk on the Delia Kyo Penji Diona, Liba Yorbis?
Lumatin, you love Gioma and Miguel, my Inkin. Miguelina, the Nesson from Pengro, now
the Lumada and Chagmarva.
What the Chagmar? Miguelina and the Lamel Lamazon Chagra. Loma thing and lechy dear, give an occasion to you. You get another, you get second. You have high, may I make
it? You know, so probably, you know, there might be that's a check karma existed, but you still research.
He doesn't know anything.
Yeah. He's not aware of it. Yeah, so you'd research more and probably be able to find more about it. The karma that is, you know, it's a neutral karma in other words.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Maybe. On this point, we're on the teaching, you said, I think the translation here said that if we only focus on wealth and fame, we will never be contented. We will always want more. A person can sort of develop this mind to be more contented, but for example, if you find yourself in company of others who are so much grasping towards their money or their wealth to the point where the discussion or all the arguments and all of the focus always becomes upon like this type of thing, and that it seems like they can't find any peace, because they're always thinking, this is like, I have to protect this, or I have to do this, or I have to do that. So if you find yourself in an environment where there's so many this kind of thing going on, and I think sometimes that happens in terms of some people's families or like that. So in dealing with, I guess, what is the best way to deal with this kind of situation? So I think there was a friend of mine who, her family was like, it's just like this huge discussion about money or something, and everybody's just kind of fighting so much. So I think she's finding herself in the middle of this kind of really volatile kind of situation.
best position to sort of take in regards to those things, without sort of getting, I think the word is entanglement.
Yeah.
Would be the word.
Contented, yeah. So content.
But again, that the so chikanda deva, so choshe jema shenbe nan tanga zu deva de ke tse ken yo mar sumbro wa. Choshe ya wo jema shenbe nan deva nga zu deva de deva kang yo de su su deva de kang le jel ga dobe nan deva le tse yo mar sumbro wa. Che kang wo ji yo ne ni gwa de kang de
no de lo
ni pen jo khar go be yen be ne le. Ta de da jo ye be kang de deva de yin sa kona. Ne ne pen de mi ji ta de de ta kang da pa ちこかてんべねこだそそ救便所やげたやとだやこういうてんでとりやてとれんちやとだあてんでとりやだこのそかめないねだかんだディトルけんけんちでてんでこういうのしょでけみちゃりやだかんだこんずちぎよんでるでこうでてこうとさべじゃんのまんまんこうとさむしょろわさむでよちんじゃりやかんでせんべなあしでてめててんけぶれすてんべねだそそそろしたかんだてんでこういうなりやちつべなだてりやだちかそれあどんれんちゃだってやしょしたたべんたのみやしょしかんでよべなすでそそでてんでこういうのしつべな
간다진은
So, if one is in the situation where you are in an environment where you have all this, you know, discussions on monies and wealth and so on and so forth. And so from once from your part, in other words, as a practitioner, it is always good to think about, you know, whatever the discussion that you're engaging in, and you know, this is not the ultimate goal for me. This is not something that really, you know, led myself to the ultimate state of peace or happiness. But of course, you can't really abandon that situation at the same time, but you are involved in that, you know, environment where your livelihood is completely dependent upon. So therefore, you know, and from our part, we always, you are joining with them, and it, you are in the environment where you have to have, of course, those kind of ideas and all those things together, but it is entirely depends on the craving and then grasping shouldn't be there. Though that you are in this, you know, you're participating in that part, but you should always be conscious about the craving that comes into yourself and then grasping. The craving comes and then the grasping will follow it, right? So this is what you should be distanced with.
A quick question. Can you remind me on the Tonglen, do you take their negativity from the left and then you send from the right? Is that right?
Mm. Tā shēngi tūmē tsū lēmbē kāpliyā tā ū chūngūng kītāliyā lēmbē kāpliyā. Nā gu yuñ niyā ū yā nānglō tēngir wā. Tē kāpliyā tā nā gu yuñ niyā ū yā nānglō tēngdi sū sū shēng sēm jēng jāni tūmē tīgī yā sū sū tsū lēmbē mēbē chē gu rūpā. Nā gu yuñ mā tāndi yuñ niyā chīk tēwā tā sū sū kāndā tēng. So de wa da kan da nyuwa kar ye de ge sa mo pa de de o na wo ye ni ma u da de du xie wo kan de 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 song mo de
ji me de
na ni ya ji de
dong le ji dong de ji mo ne ji ne ku ne wo de su zu ji ne ta dong ji ya men de wa ta sing ni ban de ji ma de
ta de na wo de mo ji de xia na wo ye ye ni ji ta ta da de s ye ni ma dan de ye ni su len de gan su zu dong ye Sengye tamche ik tunghe tsu lembache,
lembache,
mebarwa. Yeh ni maa
tante... Yeh ni paa tante, yeh ni pi su su dunghi kanga di su su paa tang pi su ku to tu kari
ki. Dewa, dewa paa tang.
Dewa di paa tang. Ta tunghi yin, jitan na ghe junda ki yungu jirwa, rangi dewa di malpa ti, ghe yin dhugin si lian sha di. Ta dinda changu jirwa ta.
That's right, you know, just you when you are actually doing inhaling, just inhale through your left nostril, and imagining that all this taking up on all the sufferings of other beings, yourself, and then giving all the happiness through your right nostril. That's it.
Personal question, but I hope that it can be applicable to everyone also. The thought occurred that maybe there's a way that we can tell, to personify it, to tell Mara to go away. But it might be that what needs to be told to go away is that part in us that, this gets what I said, our own internal enemy that might be tempted to do non-virtuous activity. And he has spoken in the past about that is our target, like that's what we aim to fight. And I guess I still need, please, help on how to tell that part of me to, how to fight that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I kind of got it, but if you can tell me once again.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So maybe I should, so lately it seems like that there have been some circumstances where I feel like, this reminds me of the little that I know about Mara. Like, how do you fight that? But maybe I have a better chance at establishing the right way by fighting the part in me that is tempted by worldly concerns. And so I'm sorry to ask this question again, but I was just hoping Geshe La could maybe offer some insight on how to fight the laziness within or the propensity, like, I really, for example, deal with laziness, and that sets me up, I think, for not being as virtuous. Or so sorry for.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. That's it. 간단히 남겨있는 단데 유목을 그리들 가서 뒤밍 다시 하고 오르바
먼저
뒤 식수수 길이여버대 아니 다 간다 뒤 딜이야 다 간다 다블럼 비약쇼 있다 간다 콜이야 급대자에 간다 치고 그래서 때는 간주 독쇼질이야 다 뭐라 온다 무시야리야 된다 뒤 레로 쇼르바 레로 뒤 다 뭐 배셔도 와. 더 레로 베네직 소소 냠레르 체베네 간다 레로 겐제 제네 냠레 네 펜베시 네 네베시 네 넘부시 워머 봐.
티제
산다 티게 텔리아 아 독답리아 가르지 오래 쓰는데 지래죠.
kanda de chibi no che lelo zruwa
no la wa hongi no ta ko mo so la vya di lelo se go and the dinye le ya in the beje dan le dan da chi du se ji beje dan so on di beje dan ga dan de nyomo le du ta go ro ba
nyomo le go ro ten da yin na me gi wa yin na ne Dibu dhapa dha gyuwa na chetu na ki lindi pa kaju jiruwa.
Da di diyaruwa, da pena lelu dhapu chunna, samu pecha waruwa.
Lelu, ee.
Lelu dhapu chunna, da di toktabli ya kar chukuris.
Lelu dhapu kandala jiwi na chuk.
So, lelo tanda, tanda, lelo nyembo tili shi shiawa ba kya la.
Ni.
Tengo tsundu, tsuo shi tiki shiawa.
Ni.
Tangi di shi ene kandu na kanshi tamo ne.
Lalo jena, suzulu lalo nalala jena, suzul tel himbo da chimundu san samanda to na, suzul si jogruwa, dhul jena le dana.
So it's always, you know, good that if you are able to identify, if you remain yourself as a very vigilant about your thoughts and emotions, you know, because because this negative thoughts and emotions are known as maras. In fact, you know, it's all, we also, sometimes it's also known as the Mara that destroys the root of virtue. It's also, so as long as you're able to identify that negative thought is that is taking place within your hearts and emotions. And once you're able to identify, you should always tackle it by recognizing this as something that is unwanted, something that is not necessary, something that you don't want it. So therefore, it's always good to remain ourselves as a practitioner with a very vigilant about our thoughts and emotions. And because right from the beginning of those gross level of delusions, you should always try to tackle that and try to get rid of that. Because the problem with us is, normally problem with us is, we are kind of remain very, we remain careless about it. When the gross level of negative thoughts and emotions just arises within us, either we interpret further, embraced it and or the perpetuate it, or we become so careless and don't think about it. So all of these are actually are not a right way of, you know, addressing those maras within us. Because, you know, we should always remain as vigilant as possible about one's own thoughts and emotions. And right from the beginning of their generation, the very beginning, if you're able to tame, if you're able to get rid of that so that this will not really become a very conquered later on. For instance, if one is angry with someone, if you do not really find yourself and try to look at this anger as something that is, if you're unable to recognize this anger as a demon or the Mara, then we kind of contemplate more on this anger. We are actually meditating on this anger and think about the reason of why you are getting angry, and thinking about the person or whatever whom you have, you know, you are getting angry, and you interpret more, and you're actually perpetuating the anger within yourself and then making it very concrete. So then once it's really developed, you know, very, it takes a full development, and it's very difficult for us to tackle. Right from the beginning when it starts, and this is not right, and don't let this really get, you know, measured or become very concrete. That's the way how we really, you know, deal with our maras, inner maras.
Just being aware of that affliction as a mara, if that is a huge, huge accomplishment. Yeah. Most of us don't depend on this direction without opinion.
That's awareness. That's awareness. That's
awareness. That's
awareness. That's
awareness.
That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's
awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. That's awareness. Page
28. Dagi ji ji sabhi gwaade tin don kambe da che ba je san lo zo dra ba yi tin bi Yeah, 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 yeah.